Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books. Filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境。English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情，聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事。由杨应旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Blessed are the Merciful. One day, Jesus narrates another parable. A king has a servant who owes him 10,000 gold coins, but the servant does not have the money to pay. He throws himself at the feet of the king and pleads with him. Lord, be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. The king cancels off all his debts. A little later, he meets another servant who owes him a few copper coins. The first servant holds his fellow servant by the neck and demands that he be paid till the last penny. Jesus says, "Do not behave like the bad servant. Instead, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful." Our story for today talks about mercy. 我们今天的故事讲的是仁慈、怜悯。One day, 有一天 ，Jesus narrates, 耶稣叙述，就是讲一个故事，但是讲的是一个 parable。parable 就是比喻。好，那这个故事是什么 ？A king has a servant. 国王有一个仆人。Who owes him 10,000 gold coins? 这个仆人 owes 就是说欠他，欠 owes 就是欠，欠谁？欠这个国王多少呢 ？How many? How much does this servant owes? 10,000 gold coins, 一万金币。好 ，10,000 就是一万 ，10,000 一万 ，gold 就是金。coins 就是那个币，金币。好，他欠这个国王一万金币。But the servant does not have the money to pay. 但是这个仆人 does not have 就是他没有，没有什么 money， 没有钱 ，pay 就是付，他没有钱付这个债。所以他做什么呢 ？He throws himself.At the feet of the king. 把自己丢在 throws 就是丢丢 himself 就是自己嘛，把自己丢在国王的脚前，就是 king 国王啊， feet 就是脚，所以他把自己丢在国王脚前 and pleads with him. 他就求求他，就是求求国王 pleads with him.求求 Lord, be patient with me. 主啊，对我忍耐吧，容忍我吧。Lord 就是主啊 ，patient 哦，这 patient 这个是很有几个意思。一 ，patient 可以说是病人，但是在这个故事里头，它的意思是 patient 是容忍、忍耐啊，这是。要对容忍我啊，容忍我，主啊，容忍我。I will pay you back in full. 我会还清的啊。I will pay, 我会付。In full 就是全部的。I will pay you back, 我会还给你所有的一切。 那这个国王就动了怜悯的心。 This king had pity on this servant. 所以他做什么呢？ What did he do? The king cancels all his debts. 国王把他的欠债都赦免了。Cancel 有赦免的意思，也有取消的意思，也有散去的意思。所以在这个故事里头，这个 cancel off 这个意思是把他的欠债都赦免了，没有了。A little later, 不久 ,he meets another servant, 他遇到另外一个仆人